The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday 5 things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salam. So welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. And for this episode, we have an interesting topic. We're going to speak about bringing up daughter in a Muslim family.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Wednesday, is the 4th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 3rd of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 24th of May, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 132.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
And Abraham instructed his sons to do the same, and so did Jacob, saying, O my sons, indeed Allah has chosen you for this religion. So do not die except while you are Muslims.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It seems that the Quran, by stating the bequest of Abraham, peace be upon him, intends to reiterate the fact that you human beings are not only responsible for your children while they are with you, but you are responsible for their future too. When you are on your deathbed, do not think of only your financial affairs and that of your children after your death. You had better think about their spiritual life too. Not only did Prophet Abraham bequeath such a testament, but also his grandson Jacob, peace be upon him, imitated Abraham's same manner and at the last moment of his life enjoined his children to attain the secret of victory, success, and happiness.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
And the continuation of the topic, having the daughter, we look at it from a different angle. For a society in the past, having a daughter is a burden and shame to the family. But Allah values a daughter highly, as He promised paradise for whoever has a daughter. A Muslim who has two daughters or sisters, three daughters or sisters, and brings them up in the right way under the fears of Allah, then Allah made Jannah mandatory only for him. Allah says in chapter Ash-Shura, verse 50, or He grants them males and females, and He makes whom He wills barren. Indeed, He, Allah, is all-knower, all-powerful. Islam gave equal rights to women as men and described that there is no discrimination against them.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his beautiful progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are going to talk about the Islamic perspective in upbringing the girls and our daughters. The next tip that we want to suggest to you, dear brothers and sisters, is emotional recognition in the subject of Islamic education of girls. As our daughter gets a little older, let's say generally over 14 years old, she may begin to struggle with emotions and feelings. Precious puberty is one of the biggest issues parents face with their children, and that is sons and daughters. It is better before our daughter gets involved in this issue and her attention is drawn to one of the people around her who is not of the same sex. We should pay attention to her in an indirect way, especially in the current period when everything has become more complicated. So we need to show more love and affection towards our children, specifically our daughters. The next tip that I want to present here is the social networks and digital tools. What should be our strategy with regard to this issue? We have probably predicted that the discussion of Islamic education of girls and the use of digital tools and media are related to each other. If you can teach your child about this before appearing unconsciously and without our knowledge on social networks, we have gone one step further.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every soul.
One suggestion. Teach your daughter that always look at those below her, not above her. The world holds its charm, undoubtedly, and every soul gets what Allah intends it to get. No one else can reduce what is yours, nor increase it beyond what Allah has willed. Teach your daughters to always look at those below her, who have lesser blessings than her, and offer thanks and gratitude to Allah. Teach her that looking to those who have more than her in this world will only lead to frustration and unhappiness. Teach her to vie with those who are higher in taqwa and to compete with them instead. The success of the hereafter will eclipse any material blessing that is given in this world. That daughters brings double blessings for family and parents. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad clearly explained that the birth of a daughter means double blessings for the family. She carried two lights with her, as is stated in Hadith, when a boy is born, then he brings one nur or light, and when a girl is born, then she brings two nurs. Raising a daughter is another challenge to a parent, and it is important to raise her well. It is also possible that someone might face a hard time while bringing up his daughter. The Prophet, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, knows this perfectly. So he stated, the person who is faced with hardship due to his daughters and makes sabr, that is patience, then his daughters will be a curtain between him and the hellfire.
So Islam says when it comes to men and women, we believe that difference. It's not an issue of superior, inferior. You know, the roles are according to the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at the nature of the human being. And the overall picture that Islam has as far as family laws are concerned, And that's where you will see most of the differences that are there in the context of the family laws. There was a lady during the days of the Prophet by the name of Asma bint Yazid al-Ansariya, and she seems to be a very eloquent lady. Those days when the Prophet was talking about the reward for people who go for jihad and struggle for the sake of, you know, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is for men and not for women, she came once to the gathering and she says, "Bi abi anta wa ummi," that, you know, may my father and mother be sacrificed for you. "I am," and she claims it here, "that I am a delegate of the women towards you. So I'm not only speaking on my own behalf. And you should know that, you know, I would sacrifice my life for you. I believe in you and I follow you. And what I have to say is in the hearts of all women in the East and the West." So she was basically the spokesman of the woman there standing. And then she says, "You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has raised you as a prophet, a true prophet for all, the men and women. We believed in you and in your Lord who has sent you when ma'ashar al-nisa. But then when it comes to our, you know, the assembly, the group of the women, we are confined. We stay mostly at the home, fulfill your desires, you know, carry your babies. While you men folk, you know, you have been given the fazilat. For you, namaz al-jumma is wajib. For us, it's not wajib. For you, it's recommended to go for the jama'at prayers. And the best of it is that you can go for jihad in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, while we are sitting there. You go and do all these good things and earn the salab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are there, taking care of your house, you know, protecting your property, raising your children. We don't have the share of the same reward as men." And Rasulullah looked at the ashab and he said, "Have you ever heard a woman more eloquent than her?" Then he turns to her and says, "You know, old lady, you go and let all other women whom you represent, let them know." He says, "Any one of you doing all things that you described, taking care of the home, raising the children of the husband, doing all these things, whoever does this in the best way, the reward and the compensation and ajr as-sawab for that is equal to everything that you describe about the man." Means that is, you know, how Rasulullah is saying that roles are different, but it doesn't mean that you are getting lesser of the reward in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, inshallah, we continue on the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio, inshallah. Till then, fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? Told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer, I'm a believer.
Food for thought. Hello everyone, and here is some food for thought from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Riza, peace be upon him, the eighth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. The best earner of livelihood among people is that who improves others' livelihoods out of his livelihood. Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day. Here at IRIB English Radio, today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about the believer and the characteristics of the believer, the Imam. He describes the believer's virtues and characteristics. You know, belief and faith, Iman, and also the believer, his virtues, his characteristics. This is a topic which has been alluded to in many places in the Holy Quran. In one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following. God says, "The faithful are only those whose hearts tremble with awe when Allah is mentioned, and when His signs are recited to them, they increase their faith, and who put their trust in their Lord, maintain the prayer, and spend out of what we have provided them. It is they who are truly faithful. They shall have a ranks near their Lord, forgiveness and a noble provision." In this same vein, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said the following. "The believer is such that his joy is evident on his face, whereas his sorrow is in his heart." This kind of alludes to the disposition of the believer meaning he has a sorrow in his heart. And even if he's sorrowful in his heart, he doesn't express it. He doesn't allow anybody to know it. The Imam says his breast is at its widest, meaning he has a big heart, but his ego is at its lowest, meaning he's very generous, he's very kind, he's very forgiving, and his ego, his love for himself is very low. He says he despises high rank and shuns reputation. He doesn't like to be given a high post. He'll be satisfied with the low post, and he doesn't want to be famous. His grief is long-lasting, and his ambition is lofty. His lofty ambitions, and he has grief in his heart for his sins and for, his mistakes. His silence is much. He doesn't talk a lot. And his time is occupied. He's never lethargic or lazy. He's always busy and working. He is grateful, extremely patient. You know, when he's given something, he's thankful for it. He's patient and immersed in deep thought. He's always thinking. He is thrifty with his needs. He's not wasteful, right? He only goes and seeks after the things that he needs and are vital to him. He is good-natured and mild-tempered. His soul is firmer than steel, whilst his ego remains lower than a slave. Meaning, he's mild-tempered, meaning he doesn't get angry a lot. Right? He's good-natured. His soul is firmer than steel, meaning he has, he has a firm resolution. Nothing can shake his resolution. And his ego is lower than a slave. He doesn't have any ego. He's not proud. Rather, he's very humble. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the virtues and characteristics and features of the believer in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qum al-layla illa qalila. نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. السلام عليكم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRB English Radio, welcome to Let's Recite the Quranic Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions in practical Tajweed rules held by IRB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. So I really, really welcome you all, and also our brothers here, Brother Ali Nasir and Hussein Ruhullah, Hassan Nasrullah and Fawad Haider. So reciters of the Quranic Kareem, Fawad, Hassan, Hussein, Ali Nasir. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about Ayah 119 in Surah Al-Imran on page 65. Brothers and sisters, as you're listening to IRB English Radio and staying with us, we really recommend you stay till the end of this session, inshallah, because now we will listen to the recitation, then after that we'll have a short explanation about this ayah,
After that, we will mention the important tajweed rules. Then we all together will practice the recitation. Yes? Which will be the result of our discussion today. Okay? So now, let's everyone listen to the recitation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ha antum ulai tuhibbunahum wa la yuhibbunakum wa tu'minun bil kitab kullih wa idha laqukum qalu amanna wa idha khalaw 'addu 'alaykum al anamila min al ghayz قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ.
Nice recitation, alhamdulillah. Allah Almighty in Ayah 119 in Surah Ali Imran on page 65 says, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ هَا أَنْتُمْ أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ قل موتوا بغيظكم إن الله عليم بذات الصدور. Allah Almighty says, ah, you are the ones who bear love towards them while they don't love you, though you believe in all the books. And when they meet you, they say, we believe. But when they are alone, they bite their fingertips out of rage at you, out of anger at you. Say, die of your rage, your anger. Indeed, Allah knows best what is in breasts, in your chests. Guys, some important points I want to mention. One, Allah Almighty says that your friendship, okay, what we understand from this ayah, friendship must be like for the both sides, okay? Both sides must share friendship. If you only are the one, okay, who, okay, have a friendship with someone and they don't really take you as friends, okay, it shows like how like poor you are. Allah Almighty says, "Ha antum ulai tuhibbunahum." It's you talking about those early Muslims, okay, saying to them, it's you who like love them, okay, make love to them, and you like to be their friends. They really don't like you. Second, okay, they don't want to see you. Okay, they just apparently, yeah, they will show, okay, friendship. They will express friendship, but in reality, they're not friends. That's what they do. Ha antum ulai tuhibbunahum, oh people, you love them because of their money, because of their wealth, because of their, for example, the citizenship you want to look for. I saw someone, okay, there are a lot of people, okay, when they migrate, okay, when they migrate and got just for a citizenship, they change their religion, unfortunately. This happens a lot, okay? So, Allah Almighty wants to say, don't do these kind of things, okay? Don't do these kind of things. Wa tu'minuna bil kitab, you are the people, while you are the people who believe in all the books, and they don't believe in your book. Your iman is full, but their iman is not that way, okay? وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْكِتَابِ, you believe in Torah, in Injil, okay, in Zabur, in the Quran Kareem, but they don't believe in your book. So they don't respect your book. Got it? So if they are such kind of people, you don't have to make love with them. You don't have to make friendship with them. That's it. وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ, when they meet you, okay, and apparently they'll say, آمَنَّا, we were with you, we love you, okay, we care about you, we care about you Muslims. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا, okay, when they become with their own, okay, when they are with their own, not with you. عَضُّ عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ, bite their tongue, okay, of anger. Why did we make friends with them? Why did we help them? But because they have purposes, because of their purposes, they do so. قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْضِكُمْ, okay, Allah says, say to them, die of your anger. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ, Allah Almighty knows what is in your hearts, okay, what is in the chests. So this is important, that Allah Almighty knows everything. He is the all-knowledgeable. That's it. Guys, I hope I've explained it well, but that was a short explanation. It was not full. It was not complete. It has mistakes, but I want you to refer to the Tafsir books, inshallah, to get the complete explanation. Okay?
Yes. Right. هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا هذا
القرآن. Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
So, now we'll mention some important tajweed rules and then inshallah we'll practice a recitation. Ha antum. Ha is the letter for warning. Ha is oh you. Yeah, you. Okay? Yeah, you. Ha antum, yeah, you. It's you. Hey, it's you. This way, okay? It's for warning. Ha antum ulai. Antum. Antum. Nun sakin plus ta. Ta ikhfa matches. Rest of the letters, good job. Ikhfa. Hide the sound of nun. Ha antum ulai. Ulai. Mad, it's wajib, right? It's wajib. You have to stretch it for 4, 5, 6 counts. تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله. Stretch the sound. Yeah, following yeah. It is yamad. وإذا لقوكم. The pronunciations of the ها قاف ها, they are important, right? You know them. Then قالوا آمنا. قالوا. قا has a light sound or heavy sound?
Heavy
sound. قالوا, not قالوا. قالوا آمنا. Nun مشدد. Nun مشدد produces a nasal sound, right? With you also stretch it for 2 counts. آمنا. وإذا خلوا عضوا عضوا. ضاد عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيض. غيض is the highest level of anger. غيض. غضب we have. غيض we have. It's the highest level of anger. Okay. قل موتوا بغيضكم. غيض ضكم. ضكم. Vibrating sound. قلا. It tells you حسن.
Better to stop.
He's so good at stopping signs. So Jim says,
it's better you can continue or
stop. Kela tells you,
better to stop.
Sela tells you,
better to continue.
MashaAllah, that's good. So, Inna Allah, Inna Nun Mushaddad. Allah has a heavy sound, the letter Lam, because there is
a
fatha before. Inna, Na has a fatha. Alimun, tanween plus ba, alimun, hide the sound. Hide the sound or change the sound?
Hide the sound.
Hide.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Alimun.
Yes.
Hide the sound of tanween?
Yes.
Change the sound of tanween to a hidden meme sound?
Yes.
We don't hide the sound of noon. We hide the sound of meme here. We change the noon to meme and hide the sound. Alimum, because the letter yes. Ba is there, iqlab. Alimum bi dhati sudur. When you stop here, ra has a heavy sound, okay? Tafkhimur ra.
Yes.
Ready to recite with me?
Yes.
Okay, brothers and sisters, please practice with us. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله
ها أنتم أولئك تحبونهم ولا يحبونكم وتؤمنون بالكتاب كله
وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ
وإذا لقوكم قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا عضوا عليكم الأنامل من الغيظ
أحسنتم أنامل من الغيظ قل موتوا بغيظكم
قل موتوا بغيظكم
إن الله عليم بذات الصدور
إن الله عليم بذات الصدور
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنت Thank you so much That's it from us for today Brothers and sisters If you want to learn Tajweed rules Recite the Quran with Tajweed rules Beautifully and correctly Join us every day On IRB English Radio This time والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
The ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In the previous edition of the program, we had a look at the different parts, different phrases of Kumail supplication in details. In this edition, however, we will have a look at the general frame of supplication of Kumail. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were talking about the general framework of the supplication of Kumail. We said, during the supplication of Kumail, we have three different stages. The second stage is constituted by using four means of recourse in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The first means was Allah's previous goodness and birr and karam, kindness and grace. The second means was our love for him.
The third means was our weakness to bear the torment, even the afflictions of this world, let alone the afflictions of hereafter. And the fourth means with which Imam Ali alayhi salam seeks recourse in the supplication of Kumail is the state of iltirar, being in desperate need to the Almighty Allah. But I assume in the concluding episode, which we are here with you, we can refer to some of the things that Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us to ask from the Almighty Allah in the supplication of Kumail. I mean, actually, when we look at the framework of this supplication of Kumail, we understand that there are some things that we should not ask the Almighty Allah in our supplications, and there are some things which Imam Ali alayhi salam explicitly teaches us, and we actually are recommended to ask from the Almighty Allah in our supplications. From this outlook, we will try to comprehend things that we should pray to the Almighty Allah for. The first thing is a blessing on Muhammad and his progeny. This is what has been the tradition of the infallibles and what we have seen. And actually, Imam Ali alayhi salam tries to pray for all the believers. He does not just actually talk about himself. He talks about all the servants who are in that situation. And not just that, we have been ordered and we have been recommended to pray for all the believers in general if we want our supplications to be closer to the station of response, to the station of ijabah. This is what we have been recommended in our traditions.
واشتد على العزيمة جوانحي واشتد على العزيمة
Another point that actually Imam Ali alayhi salam teaches us to ask the Almighty Allah is praying for the great bounties of the Almighty Allah. As we pray to Allah the Exalted for everything, we should also pray to Him for great blessings. We should not consider a blessing as too big to be asked from the Almighty Allah. This is what Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to teach us. However big our questions and our requests might be, Almighty Allah is greater than those. As long as it is ontologically possible, we must ask it from the Almighty Allah. For nothing is big for Allah, nor do His treasuries diminish, however great His bestowal might be. I mean, as we should not be ashamed of beseeching Allah for our small needs, even if it is for the fodder of cattle, similarly, we should not regard praying to Allah for His great blessings as asking too much from Him, however great they might be. But the point is that in all our supplications, after we turn to Allah, being in our desperate needs, we must rely on the divine planning, because He knows best for all of us. One of the things we should beseech Allah, the Exalted, in our prayers, is that He should suffice us by His planning, by His tadbir, from our planning for ourselves. And He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who should take care of our affairs through His mercy and wisdom. And that He, subhanahu wa ta'ala, should not leave any of our affairs on ourselves. Imam Hussein, alayhi salam, says in the supplication of Arafah, O Lord, suffice me from planning for myself through Your planning for me. This is the concept which is drawn by many infallibles in the traditions and in the supplications. And it actually, during the supplication of Kumail, we see that Imam Ali alayhi salam is trying to ask God whatever he thinks he is best for him. And then at the end, he asks him for whatever that he feels the Almighty Allah deems best for him, he should grant him. But as you may have noticed, whatever Imam Ali alayhi salam asked the Almighty Allah, he does not ask for whatever is contrary to the norms of Almighty Allah in the universe and life. This is a very important point, because whatever we can ask the Almighty Allah from, it should not be for illegal things. It should not be like wishing the eradication of blessings from the others. No, whatever we try to pray the Almighty Allah to, whatever we try to ask the Almighty Allah from, must be for ourselves, and we should generalize our supplications for all the believers. Dear listeners, thank you very much for staying with us during all these episodes regarding the supplication of Kumail and the different points regarding that. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me, proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini l-Islami dini wal-Ardham ghayru dini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back. We are going to talk about the rules of taqlid or following a religious scholar, a jurisprudential scholar, according to the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching Makassas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid, according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about the rules of taqlid or following a mujtahid and religious scholar.